Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We've done it. We have passed Monday. The race is on to Friday. But let's not forget the things that happened during Monday. Like, I'm sure everybody, and I mean everybody, has some kind of story or something that happened to them during that short time that is called Monday. Why? Because Mondays, let's face it, they are the roughest. It's the start of the week. You got to get up. You got to figure it out. That's one of the hardest parts of starting. It's the start. It's not the in-between. Well, the in-between can be a little rough, too. But usually, it's the start. Now, I did want to bring this up because it made me think a little bit. Because I was talking to a few people yesterday as we were going through the day. Going through the paces, so to speak. It was something about, like, okay, when you start complaining, and this could be in, like, forums or YouTube chat or whatever the case may be. You know, I don't know social media, so that I don't know many forms of it. But complaining through the forums, I always think, like, when people, like, start getting really upset and start cursing people out and stuff like that, I always just think, why not just leave? You know, why not just, you don't have to be there. No one even asked you to be there. But yet somehow you've managed to go in, be upset. It's okay to voice your opinion. But if, like, you're legitimately upset, like, I don't understand why they post this. Nobody wants to see this. No, some people apparently do. Just like this show, like, I'm sure nobody wants to hear it. My voice, I'm sure somebody's like, oh, can't stand it. Somebody. But yet, I will get, like, an email or something and say, well, you don't have to listen, you know? You're taking the time out to be angry. Like I said before in previous shows, it takes more energy to be upset and mad and rage out and send the message than to just leave it be and just walk away, you know? So why not do that? Like, it takes nothing to be nice and be kind. I'm not saying that, like, you have to be, like, sunshines and rainbows and unicorns as you're, like, sending a message, but, like, you know, like, why take that time out of your day? Like, I'm sure that message, like, they had to go through spell check and, like, correct words and correct the way the sentence is formed. And then on top of that, like, I've seen some angry messages and it just doesn't make sense. Like, there's no, like, commas and it's like, and then there was, like, there was somebody who wrote a message and I wanted to reply, but I was like, eh, and I just went on to the next video. Because in the comments, I love the comments on YouTube, because I always look for the comment that shows what I'm thinking. Like, is anyone going to comment on, like, this part of the video? Like, you know, and I always look for that. But I also stumble upon other things that I was also thinking. So it makes me wonder what was it? They used the word than. They were insulting, like, somebody in the comment section. Like, I don't remember what they said, but they were insulting them, and they used the word than rather than then. They used than rather than then. And I was like, if they were talking to me, I would have had a comment locked and loaded, ready to scorch the earth with them. And I'm sure other people have gone through comments in some way, shape, or form and know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, and then they have the audacity, whatever, you know what I'm talking about, to, like, call them, like, they said something like, educate yourself on blah, 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 and I think that's what it was. It was like, why don't you educate yourself on the show? It was about a TV show, and you've heard me talk about it before. It's called The Boys, and they were like, why don't you go and educate yourself like, rather, like, I don't remember exactly how the comment went. I wish I would have kept it up. Now I have to go back and find it because it's going to bother me. But nonetheless, like, if you're going to insult somebody, at least, you know, like, if you're going to insult somebody and be rude and mean, I think that's the point where you got to make your comment flawless. Like, there's no holes where you can be attacked, because that was the first word they used. Then I was like, well, I was like, I'm not going to let, oh my gosh. My comment was going to be something along the lines of, well, if I'm going to take advice from somebody, I'm not going to take advice from somebody who doesn't know the difference between then and then. So let's start there. And I was just going to, oh man, whatever their comment was, you know, because, I mean, first of all, online, just leave it alone. Who cares? People are allowed to have their own opinions. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with anyone's opinion. Just do you. It's Monday. Maybe they're, well, for them, I don't know how long that comment was. Probably was a couple of weeks, maybe. There's no guarantee. There is a guarantee. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And then we're going to do a question of the day. We're going to have that locked. And thank you all for hearing the day. I hope everybody has enjoyed their Monday. So get ready. Tuesday. Man, after that, we'll be halfway through the week already. Can you imagine? I hope you can imagine, and I hope you keep in mind the ways to listen to the show. You can listen on the Jukebox Radio, outside of MySpin Radio, where you can call in and request specific songs if you want to hear something, whether it be Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Beyonce, whatever your heart desires, even A Day to Remember, Fall Out Boy. I'm just mentioning those because I like those bands, as well as All Time Low. Now, the ways that you can listen to the podcast, you cannot request the songs, but you can listen to just the segments. So that way you skip the filler. If you're like, I got my own music, I just want to listen, for whatever reason, to this guy's voice. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Don't forget about the Wisdom app, where you can go there and you can listen to me live chat. All you have to do is follow me. The Daily Shift with an exclamation point. It should be right there. You can type it in on the search engine and I should pop right up. This is The Daily Shift. And what we're going to do, we're going to see you right after the break and be ready for the question of the day. All you have to do is keep it locked. We'll see you after the break. Enjoying their day and enjoying their week, enjoy their weekend as we get ready for Tuesday. Already, I know, right? We're already halfway there. Just like we're here at the question of the day, which, of course, is simply, I hope you're not standing up. Like, sit down, because this one might make you angry. Tie your hands up so you don't punch anything. What if somebody tricked you into possibly liking something? You know how people put a sandwich on a fishing pole to make you run, or like, you know, something like a piece of cake, like in those cartoons and stuff like that. What if somebody said, like, in the middle of your book, like a book that you have to read for school or something, like, oh, there's an action scene, I know you like action, it's going to be, or there's a romance scene, you're going to love it. And then there's nothing there. You'd get me with that, because I'd have to finish the book at that point. Like, once I start reading it, I have to finish it. I have to. Because I have to know the ending. Maybe I want to finish things. Like, maybe that's just who I am. Maybe I just want to finish things. But that is one potential deal breaker. Like, if somebody did that and then there was nothing there, I'd be so upset. Like, I wouldn't trust their, like, trust them again. Like, for instance, my grams, she had a, like, I think it was a sandwich. And then she thought it was, like, chicken or something. And then she ate it. And then afterwards, she found out it was turtle. And then she got so sick because, like, I mean, for one, don't give me something. And then, like I can't, don't peek behind the curtain. Never peek behind the curtain, people. And when I say that, I mean, like, you know how in theater, it's like, never look backstage. Like, that's a say. Like, never peek behind the curtain because you don't want to know what goes on back there. It ruins it for you, you know? Like, if, and that's part of the reason why I don't like going out to restaurants and things like that, because I know what goes on back there. I've seen it. Like, I'm not going to say a specific restaurant name or restaurant names or anything, but whenever I go to restaurants, I get a paper cup. Give me the paper cup. Oh, well, those are for kids, sir. All right, so if it's for kids, that means it's for ages 6 and up. Give me a paper cup. I know the age limit for those cups. There's no cutoff for those. Give me that. I can't do it. I can't do, like, the little glasses that they give you because I'm... Man, if you ever worked in, like, any type of, like, food industry or anything like that, even when you were younger, like, you see, like, the people who work there and, like, you know them. It's like, oh, he doesn't like to wash dishes. Like, every time he washes dishes, they're dirty, you know? Like, there's always smudges or whatever left on. Don't give me that cup. See, that's why I don't like it. Oh, would you like a drink on the side? Yes, I would. And I would also like a paper cup. And give me it like, in fact, can you put it on a paper plate? I don't want one of the fancy plates that you got. Give me a paper plate. I'm talking about one from the middle of the stack, too. I don't like, I don't know what landed on top of there. Like, oh, man, the stuff I've seen in restaurants, like, don't trick me. You don't have to trick me. I'm there because I want to eat the food, but don't trick me. like, the last time I got tricked into liking something else was, liking something because I'm being tricked into liking it. I don't know, because now I keep, like, my head on a swivel with that kind of stuff. Like, I can't, like... My grams, she was like, no, that's it for that place. Like, I'm not going to eat there anymore. That's the same thing with me. Like, whenever I'm tricked into liking something, like, you could, like, bring me, like, a delicious dish, and I'm like, ooh, this tastes good. I say that, oh, well, that is not the chance for you to say, oh, well, it's made of this, this, and this. Okay, well, you didn't have to tell me that, because now I know. And that sounds disgusting. Oh, I made it out of, some of the stuff in the garbage that I found the other day. Excuse you? What did you say? I'd rather you just not tell me at that point. If it's something unorthodox, and you know it's unorthodox. Oh, well, what is unorthodox? You know what's unorthodox. Come on now. Come on. Like, yesterday somebody was telling me they made and it sounded delicious, like a blackberry chocolate burger. I don't want to know how you made that. It sounds delicious, but I'm afraid to find out how you kept that. You can't just take chocolate and blueberries and just stick them together inside some meat and tell me that's how you make it. Like, you did something else to it. Like, I'm sure it's that. And he did. He did tell us how to make it and things like that. But I'm sure... Like, I did, first, he lost me at the very beginning. Well, all you gotta do is start sautéing this, and then flip this, and all of a sudden, and you take a whole television screen, and you shove that in there. Okay, how did you get a television screen in there? And then what you want to do is you really want to stick your hand in. Like, I've been to restaurants before, and stuff like that, and they'll, like, have, like, a pair of gloves on, like, when they're cooking. But then, like, they'll take the garbage out, and then they'll go back inside, and then they'll touch the burgers again. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not eating here. Like, that's that's disgusting, man. Don't touch the garbage and then touch my food. That's one thing. Like, especially, like, oh, there's fly. Oh, forget it. Never mind. But see, now, aren't you glad that I'm not telling you what restaurant it is? Somebody out there is like, thank you for not ruining a restaurant. You're very welcome. that's how you get tricked, man. It's usually at rest. Oh, I'm not going to keep going on about those. But with books and things like that as well, I mean, there's people out there who've been tricked. Like, and I know everybody has been in some way, shape, or form. Hey, let's all go to the beach today. Like, let's build sandcastles. Let's go swimming, whatever. Everybody's cheering. Yeah, let's go to the beach. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, as you're driving, oh, we got to make one quick stop. You stop at the bank. You stop at the mall. You start stopping everywhere else. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Next thing you know, it's like 2 o'clock. It's like, all right, you guys ready to go to the beach? It's like, that was, like, we had that energy earlier today. Now we're tired. We just want to go home. That's that's the energy I have right now. Oh, anyway, or tricked into thinking that your weekend is full. Here's a quick one for you, an easy one. Thinking that your weekend is full, like, oh yeah, no, I can't do this weekend. Like, people start asking you. That's how you know. That's a sign. And people start asking you about the same thing. Like, what are you doing this weekend? Like, we're gonna be having this pool party at my place, and blah blah blah. And it's like, oh well, I already made plans with somebody else. Like, we're all supposed to be going over here. Like, you guys can come if you want. Like, before that, no, like, I gotta make sure that everything's ready. And then the weekend comes, and then people are like, oh, well, I forgot to tell you, I'm busy this weekend. I'm sorry. Like, we have to reschedule for next weekend. Well, I told so many people this weekend that I'm busy because of what. I wouldn't say that's tricking. I just think that plans change. But nonetheless, you get what I'm trying to say. And what I'm saying now is that we're going to take a break, we're going to come back, and we're going to get into them acts for you. Don't go anywhere, because those are on the way. Just like, what else is on the way? The entertainment. And I've tricked you all before, so if you're listening, then you've definitely been tricked, because, well, I wouldn't say tricked, because I've said that the entertainment segment is coming up, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know what, there's nothing for entertainment today. And then that's the end of the show. So if you're listening to the show, then you've definitely been tricked. But not this time. Not this time around. I won't allow it to happen. This is The Daily Shift. We'll be right back. We have all you need coming up for you. All you have to do is stick tuned. That being said, we'll see you after the break. Keep it locked.
How could you ever leave? Without a chance to try, how can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad, cause you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh, yeah. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. Yeah. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. Yeah. When the Hennessy's fall, I see it's you. It's you.
When all my sanity's gone, the demons are strong. I put you through hell, you know me too well.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're back right now, that means you are ready. You've had your training, you're prepped, and you're ready for the facts. Right, the facts are here and ready for you. And if you want to follow along, all you have to do is go to mintandbasil.hk. mintandbasil.hk. And you can follow along there. And it's going to be amazing facts everyone should know about restaurants. And there's hyperlinks in there that you could follow along. This one, these are straightforward. There's no, some of these don't, well, not some. These don't have passages that you can read from under them. But that doesn't mean you still can't follow along and read along with me. For example, the first one that I see here with a bullet point is 14.7 million people work in the restaurant business. 14.7. And counting. More than 54% of all adults have worked in the restaurant, or in a restaurant. And going on to number three, half of Americans' first job was in the restaurant. Man, really? Half? Well, I will say this, Americans do love their food. I think everyone does, you know. Anyway. Moving on, 3 billion pizzas are ordered every year in all of America. That's just America. 3 billion pizzas. I think, like, at that point, we should just make one of those giant pizzas that you see, like, people doing for, like, the world record. That seems like a better idea at that point. Hawaiian pizza was first served by a Greek man. He was living in Canada. Really? That? Wait, now I want to look up information on that. I want to, like, because Hawaiian pizza ordered by a Greek person, nothing wrong with that, but then why they call it Hawaiian pizza? Why not call it Greek? Anyway, the most popular pizza topping is pepperoni. I mean, it's nothing wrong with a good pepperoni pizza. For me, I just like the straight up cheese. Just give me cheese. And I'm sorry if you're hearing feedback, I apologize. Hopefully that helped it out a little bit. Anyway, number 37, right. Anyway, 37% of all pizza orders include a famous plain cheese pizza. Yes. There's 37% of people out there know what I'm talking about. There's nothing wrong. Even put, if you think you put too much cheese on that pizza, that means you have not put enough cheese on that pizza for me. Oh, how is cheese is a topping. Like, if you order it online or whatever, call in or go to the place and try to place the order, they charge you for extra cheese, so it's a topping. So I think that is the most popular topping. Some people have even ordered it without cheese. I don't know why, and I don't know who that person is, but they deserve to go to jail. moving on, 30 minutes or less, quote, 30 minutes or less, unquote, campaign was started by I'm definitely not going to say that name right, by Dominicin, 1984. I'm sorry if I butchered that. There's a crack in my screen. Leave me alone, all right? That's why I just had to scroll down a little bit. And even then, I just still don't know. I just kind of sped through it. Anyway, KFC's Colonel Sanders was never an official colonel. Well, that's okay. The chicken is delicious. I will say that. Like, and they're little, like, I'm talking about the little chicken nugget bite things that they have that they put in that KFC bowl. It's like a shepherd's pie, but with a chicken in it, and I love it. Oh, 4 million beverages every day are sold by Starbucks. 4 million every day are sold by Starbucks. All right, you folks got to knock it off with the Starbucks. I mean, it's good, but 4 million every day. They don't even, like, I went there, okay, no, I take that back. There is one beverage that I really love there. They have a white hot chocolate that you can get cold, which makes it a cold chocolate, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say, and it's delicious. According to reports, McDonald's sells 75 hamburgers in a second. Well, if that were true, then why am I waiting in the line? Like, And I know somebody is waiting in a McDonald's line right now arguing the same thing. There's no way you're selling that many hamburgers that quickly because, man, and when people go there, folks, this is not a gourmet restaurant that we're talking about here. Like, I get it. You just want something quick to pick up so that way you get a full belly, you know? You don't need to order everything that you see on the menu. Can I get a number 7? Can you make sure it's well done? Oh, and no mayo, no tomato. And the fries, can you put a little bit of extra salt on them? You're not going out to dinner. You're having McDonald's. Like, let's face it. You've already set the precedent right there. Just get your burger and be on your way. I think I figured out why there was a little bit of feedback. Maybe. Oh my gosh, it's still going on. It's bothering me now. Anyway, we're going to finish these facts and we'll figure it out after the break. I'll do 2 more. McDonald's is the largest toy distributor in the world of Happy Meals. Aren't they the only ones with Happy Meals? Like, I know that, like, other places used to do them, like Wendy's. If you miss Wendy's toys and stuff like that, then you... What a time it was. Just like, Burger King, things like that. Yeah, anyway, McDonald's once featured a grilled pineapple sandwich. And I'm gonna leave that to, like, just sit with you for a second. I don't remember that. And I don't know if I want to remember, but at the same time, I kind of want to know what it tastes like. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to come back with the entertainment. Be excited, because we just made it through Monday on our way to Tuesday. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, you know the many ways to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, so many other ways. iTunes Music, so many ways to find us if you want to listen. All you have to do is just type that in on the search bar, The Daily Shift. You know how to listen to us and request music if you want to listen to specific songs. All you have to do is go to the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, or My Spin Radio. Call in and request. And don't forget about the Wisdom app where you can ask me anything. And I'll be live right then, right there. And let's not forget about Podcaster, another way that you can listen to the podcast, formerly known as Anchor.fm. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the entertainment. Don't move a muscle. That means freeze. Don't move. You can breathe, though. Breathe. We'll see you after the break. What do I do with all this time? Yeah. I drive circles down the street. Way too much time to be this hurt. Somebody help, it's getting worse.
I don't know why I can't quite get you out my sight.
Hello. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's The Daily Shift, and we have the entertainment ready for you. I still haven't seen that movie. I know I talked about it, I think last week. No, I think I talked about it. I don't know. Maybe it was on the Wisdom app. See, this is why you gotta listen to all the various forms, because you can only hear certain things on certain ways that I do the show. I think it was on the Wisdom app where I talked about watching this movie called Cobweb, or Spider's Web, or something. I don't remember. I think it's Cobweb. But it looks like a really good movie, and I definitely want to see it. You know what? This week, I am going to do a show where I'm watching a movie while doing the show. You won't be able to hear the movie. I'll tell you about it as I'm going through. Like, so that way, segments are going to be interrupted with terrible plots. Or maybe good plots. We don't know. And I'm going to try to watch something I've never seen before. Like, I know... Jaws is a really... I just watched Ad Astra, so I won't do that one. But, you know, I'm going to watch something. Something. And then we're all going to be technically watching it together, having a fantastic time, because that's all we do here on this show, is have a fantastic time and look forward to every single day of the week, even Monday. Even Monday. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everyone has enjoyed their Monday. If you didn't see Monday Night Raw, it was something to behold. You folks know I'm a wrestling fan, but I'm looking more forward to SummerSlam and Friday Night SmackDown. Why? Because I want to see what happens with the Bloodlines. More reason you should check it out yourself and make a decision for yourself, just like you made the decision today to listen into the show, and I thank you for it every single time. So if it is Monday, and you're ready for bed, and you're heading to bed, and you're ready to say goodnight, I'm saying right back, goodnight. But if it's already Tuesday, and you're starting your day, and you're getting ready, and you're getting your cup of coffee from Starbucks, one of the 4 million, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time.